Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. This devotion was written by Bill Green and read by Amy Large. Today's devotional is entitled, More Than Words. Our scripture is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your hearts, with fasting, with weeping, and with sorrow. Tear your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, very patient, full of faithful love, and ready to forgive. The prophet Joel was tired of the shallow faith he saw in the lives of the people around him. Theirs was a surface type of faith, saying all the right things, but without remorse or commitment to real and serious change. He challenges them to a time of fasting and repentance. He uses this visual image, tear your hearts, not your clothing, which was the ritual way of showing remorse. He wants them to go deeper, to move beyond the external symbols to a real change. Too often we, like the people Joel first challenged, tend to live this surface type of faith. We bless people we meet, we go to church on Sunday, and we ask for forgiveness often. While all of these are good, without sincerity and changed lives, we do not improve as a person, and we do not deepen our walk with God. I think of an example. A person I knew had an anger problem. Just about anything would set him off. He would yell and sometimes act in a threatening way that scared his family and friends. He would feel genuine remorse later and come asking for forgiveness. Yet nothing really changed. One night he was standing outside of the bedroom as his wife put their daughter to bed, and he listened to her prayers. After the normal thanking God for the people and pets in her life, she said this, "And God, help Daddy to not be angry because I am tired of being afraid." He was guilt-stricken. Words of forgiveness were not enough. He had to do something. That night, he got out a jar and put a label on it, "Angry Finds." The next day, he told the family that every time they saw him getting angry, to tell him to put a dollar in the jar. Whenever it got to a set amount, the family, without him, would go to the movies. Early on, the family went to a lot of movies. But each day, he strived harder to not have to put in a dollar. One day, a year or so later, the family realized that it had been more than a month since he had last paid a fine. To celebrate, they all went to Disneyland. Sometimes words are not enough. Enacting real change is hard, but we don't have to do it alone. Joel reminds us of the true nature of God. God is patient, loving, compassionate, merciful, and ready to forgive. When we truly strive to change, we have all the help we need. Change is hard, full of weeping and sorrow, but with love, God will see us through to a new beginning. Let's pray together. Loving God, help us to go deep, to tear our hearts, not our clothes. Give us the strength to really change, and forgive us and love us throughout this journey. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STchurch.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.